You're listening to SBS News.
Demand for travel has never been lower. Australians are driving less, flights are grounded, and that means there's much less need for oil. Jim Burkhard is an oil industry analyst.
That oil has to go somewhere. So if it's not being used, it has to go into storage. But there is a limit to how much oil the world can store. And we're bumping up against the limits of storage capacity.
With storage capacity in the US near full, that's forced the benchmark price of crude oil to be delivered in May down to -$37 a barrel. That means traders would rather pay others to take it than try and store it. Emma Ashford from the Cato Institute says it's a first.
We've never seen this before, certainly, and in that respect is entirely unprecedented. And I strongly suspect that there are many people out there who expected that this might never happen.
President Donald Trump says he'll consider stopping shipments of crude oil from Saudi Arabia to support the local industry. He says he hopes to use low prices to the country's advantage.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
Internationally, there have been squabbles between oil producers over supply, with oil prices falling since January. In Australia, it's becoming increasingly evident at the bowser. Today, the average fuel price is less than a dollar in Brisbane and Perth, with prices in Canberra, Darwin and Hobart more than 20 cents higher. Peter Khoury from the motoring organisation NRMA says that's not good enough.
The average prices are still too high, and in regional Australia, the prices are still too high. So we have been watching closely to see what these dramatic movements in the United States are going to mean for prices on the Asian market. That will ultimately determine how much further the falls we will have here in Australia.
But there could be relief in sight. Prices are expected to fall further in the coming months. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.